The time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, Jill's not here, so I'll say it. Happy Monday. What a great weekend we had this weekend at the Southwest Farm and Home Expo. Great time. More on that here in just a second. First, we are under a red flag warning till 10 o'clock tonight, starting right now. Tomorrow we'll be under a fire weather watch and a wind advisory, and I want to pass this along to you guys because today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has been alerted by the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry Department that the situation for the wildfire in western Oklahoma tomorrow, which is Tuesday, is very critical. Cattle producers are encouraged to prepare immediately as much as possible, considering the extreme fire danger conditions predicted for tomorrow. High winds, high temperatures, and low humidity is a bad situation for us in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. We pray that there isn't a fire outbreak, but want cattlemen to be prepared in an effort to protect their livelihood, said OCA Executive Vice President Michael Kelsley. The ODAFF officials are warning that conditions are ripe to repeat the Ray Fire from 2018, where 200,000 acres were affected. Examples for preparation tomorrow include moving cattle to a smaller enclosed location, such as pens, to be able to manage them more quickly if needed, have nurse tanks of water filled and ready for deployment. Avoid any activity that would create a spark in the range land settings. Check with neighbors today to discuss any immediate needs that you or they might have, as well as potential strategies in vulnerable parts like canyons, hard-to-reach areas. Inventory your livestock and equipment and personal items. And I want to reiterate something there real quick. At the FSA meeting here last week or the week before for Roger Mills in Beckman County, they reiterated more than once about good records, pictures of your cattle, etc., etc. So today might be a good day to do that. Should you see smoke, call 911 immediately. They will dispatch local first responders. If you find yourself in the line of fire, remember your personal safety. The OCA is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA is the only voice that speaks solely for cattlemen of Oklahoma and represents beef producers in all 77 counties across the state. The OCA officers, board of directors, and membership encourage you to join them in our advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. For more information about the OCA membership, the theft reward program, or activities, call 405-235-4391 or visit www.okcattlemen.org. It's going to be serious. It's going to be serious today, but it's going to be really serious tomorrow. Blowing dust, low humidity. If you've had some fires in the last 2 or 3 days, please go by and check on them. If they're still smoldering and you don't have any way of extinguishing them, I would say call your local fire department and check with them and see if anything they could do to help you, because I'm gonna go out on a limb and bet you that all volunteer fire departments in western Oklahoma tomorrow will be manned, and so it's gonna be a pretty rough day tomorrow. So let's get prepared today. And we don't need another Ray fire. We don't even need another Berlin fire. We don't need no fires. But so the better we prepare ourselves for this, I think the easier things will be on us, because it's nerve-wracking when you got cattle out there on grass and the fire's coming and you just don't have anywhere to go, cut fences and do all that stuff. But Anyway, prepare yourself today and be ready. How about that? Let's check some temperatures in the Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle real quick. Also, I did send out a text on the Today in Ag Club text line. It's the first one I've sent out in 3 or 4 weeks, and I just copied and pasted stuff from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association to make you guys aware. If you haven't joined the Today in Ag Club, it's really simple. I don't bug you with a bunch of useless texts, if you want to join, it's easy. 580-225-9697. All you got to do is text Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y. That's all you got to do, and you'll get a reply back that you are now a member of the famous Today in Ag Club. So anyway, it's good to join, and I don't annoy you with a bunch of texts and stuff, but like this deal here, text messages were very important with the fire danger that we are in for tomorrow. 85 at Hollis, 58 at Beaver, 30 degrees difference. How about that? 84 at Altus, 81 at Mangum, 77 at Hobart, 79 at Butler, 80 degrees at Cheyenne, 74 degrees at Arnett, and then 66 degrees at Slapout, the home of the famous Tyler Camp. Met him again the other day at the sale barn, but I got more on the sale barn stuff coming up later on the show. Anyway, 68 at the May Ranch, 78 at Fairview, out in the Texas Panhandle. We got 69 at Lipscomb, 86 at Wellington, and 85 at Memphis. Sorry, I was trying to sneeze. My bad. Okay, let's see what's happening. First of all, let's talk about the Southwest Farm and Home Expo. We had a great weekend. All the employees here at the studio were out there in shifts. We had a great time. Saturday, they had the bull sale. The all-breed bull sale was very successful. I think the average 42 bulls, 3,200 apiece. And that might have changed a little bit, but that was the first numbers I got back. Good bull sale. Monty Tucker did a great job auctioneering. Tommy Tucker and Miss Lori Campbell with the OCA, they were the ring personnel there. They did a great job. And hats off to all the guys on the board at the Farm and Home Expo. Did a great job with the sale. It was bleachers were really full. A lot of people standing behind there. Had some good bulls. Man, that the people, the lady from Beaver that raises those Hereford bulls. My hat goes off to you. You had some wonderful Hereford bulls in there. I'm not a Hereford person, but anyway, good quality cattle. Hats off to you, ma'am. You had some great cattle there. There was some good bulls there, don't get me wrong, but hers, they just stuck out and did a really good job with raising those bulls, and I'm sure they got great bloodlines, so some people got their hands on some good bulls. We had some Martin Teal was in there from Kentucky with their planter and their concaves for combines was in there, and there's too many to name off. And hats off to Miss Susie, boss lady out there. She had everything under control, no panic, no nothing. And they had all them food trucks and John Deere, or Western, Brother Brothers, and Great Plains Kubota. They had equipment out there. I see this thing growing bigger and bigger every year. That's the biggest crowd they've had there all weekend since COVID started. And I see it's coming back. Yesterday, Sunday afternoon, it was elbow to elbow down all those aisles, and it was great. And then they had the tractor pedal pull, and that was awesome. They had a great time. Salutes off there to Mr. David Meister. He had to get a semi to haul those three pedal tractors in there. It was quite a load for him to haul in there, and had to strap them down, the whole works. But anyway, it was a good time, and I hope everybody was successful with their booths. There was the Banks was out there, First National, Great Plains, seen a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time, and seen a lot of people I didn't need to see in a long time. Just kidding. Anyway, the big thing yesterday, there was two of them yesterday afternoon that I got to participate in, was the scholarship awards that the Southwest Farm and Home Expo give out to 10 kids in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Cooper Campbell, top of Texas, that's out of Pampa. Yesterday I announced it, top of Texas, Texas. I didn't know any better. Anyway, top of Texas is a high school there in Pampa. Congratulations, Cooper, and from Elk City, Kai Keys, Jill Metter, Campbell Jacobsman. I got that right. Anyway, congratulations to you guys from Elk City. You got a scholarship. Kelsey Dowdle from Leedy. Reese Hightower from Merritt, Mason Tucker from Sayre, and Thomas Renner from Cordell, Owen Elliott from Canute, and Jacob Baker from Sentinel. Congratulations to all you kids that did very well in getting that scholarship. I mean, every dime helps. So anyway, I was pretty proud of all of them. They had their FFA jackets on, looking sharp. The ladies were beautiful, the guys were handsome, and they look good. How's that? Anyway, when we come back, I will have some grain reports for you, some livestock reports from you. Coming on up in the third segment, you don't want to miss this. I got a story to tell you about at the sale barn. Some people you might know, but anyway, I got a really good story to tell about at the sale barn. And then we got... drought conditions update coming up for you, and then some we've got farm stuff to talk about. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
This is a Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 27th. 1,117 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 318, brought 276. 5 at 585, brought 222. 7 at 628, brought 221. 14 at 685, brought 201. 35 at 773, brought 190. 21 at 884, brought 176.50. 18 at 965, brought 166. 3 head of heifers at 380, brought 216. 9 at 595, brought 206. 11 at 681, brought 180.50. 4 at 704, brought 179. 10 at 830 brought 171. 11 at 860 brought 167. 20 at 1,000 brought 147.50. Butcher cows were 50 to 109. Butcher bulls brought 89 to 129. Bred cows were 1035 to 1125. Pairs brought 1375 to 1700. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Breaking news.
Tax refund.
refund shock is everywhere, but what is it?
My tax refund shrank.
Mine too.
The culprit? Pandemic-related stimulus payments and tax credits expiring. In this reporter's opinion, you need a tax expert.
Hey guys, Jackson Hewitt guarantees your biggest refund.
And tax prep is 50% off? Going there now.
50% off is a limited-time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. NAPA Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. NAPA Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back from that Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. I've picked Childress in Texas for a weather update out there. Currently it's 88 degrees. The heat index is 83. Humidity is at 6%. Dew points 13. The winds are out the west at 21 miles an hour with gusts up to 26. Peak wind gusts so far today, and it's coming our way if it ain't already hit outside. I hadn't looked, really had a chance to go outside. Their peak wind gust today is 39 miles an hour. Month to date, precipitation, zero, 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 nothing. Red flag minutes today already, 33 minutes. Sub-freezing minutes today, zero. 8-inch soil temperature in Childress, Texas is 61 degrees. I see I already got some new members coming in. If you missed out, if you want to join the Today in Ag private membership club, all you have to do is text Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, to 580-225-9697, and you will become a member of the Today in Ag Text Club. How's that? All right, let's check out what's happening in the markets real quick. Let me update them. I forgot to do that. Here we go. All right, corn today, May, 657, down 3. July is up 1 at 637. September's up 3 at 580. Soybeans for May are up 13 today at 1518. July is 1491, up 16. August is 1437, up 15. Soybean meal for May down almost 3 at 463.20 a short ton. July is 459.10. August is 448.80. Soybean oil for May, 56.35, about 86 cents so far. July is 56.52. August is 56.16. Hard red winter wheat. May, $8.82. July is 8.67. Oats for May is in the red. They're down 8 today at 3.56. July is 3.50, down a little over 10. Cotton for May is at 82 cents a pound. July is at 83 cents a pound. Oh my gosh, look at sugar. For old sugar baby slash sugar daddy out there at Delhi, May 23 cents, July 22 cents. He'd be making money, but he's switching over to pineapples right now, so I think he made a bad decision there looking at these sugar prices. We'll know more about it next month when I go out there and interview him while he was attempting to plant these pineapples. We'll see what's happening out there on that deal. Okay, let's see what happened in Oklahoma and Texas last week at the sale barns. Let's start with Oklahoma this week. I had Texas first last week. In Oklahoma, compared to last week, feeder steers are $2 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers are steady to $4 higher. Demand's good for feeder cattle. Steer calves $2 to $4 higher. Some instances up to $10 higher on lighter weights. Heifer calves sold $4 to $5 higher. Demand was very good for calves despite the continuing very dry weather and strong southwesterly winds. Slaughter cows and bulls sold $1 to mostly $2 higher. Packer demand very good on lighter numbers. Supply included 89% feeder cattle, 8% slaughter cattle, and 2% replacement cattle. Total receipts in Oklahoma last week, 23,678. Week before, 21,000, and this time last year, 27,000. Let's go over just a few of these numbers. In the 3 to 4 weights, I'm looking at the top end. I see some $3 ones. Just, 301. Here's some 301s, 287s in the 3 to 4 weights. In the 4 to 5 weights, we got anywhere from 229 all the way up to 285. Pretty good. And then on the 5 weights, we got some, let's see here, find bottom, 210 to 274.50 was high end. It's pretty good for 5 weights. All right, back in Texas, they had 4,863 head sold compared to 6,700 the week before and 7,000 head a year ago. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $7 higher. Trade was fairly active on good demand. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady to $5 higher. Supply included 84% feeder, 12% slaughter, and 4% replacement. Somebody getting some rain down there. Replacement cattle were up. All right, let's see what their pricing was with steers. Medium and large number ones. They had their 3 weights. 283.50 was the high end. On the 4 to 5 weights, 275 was the high end. On the 5 to 6 weights, looks like 246 was high end. On the 6 weights, anywhere from $1.85 up to $2.17. And then they had a big old group of unwinged ones weighing 639, brought $1.90. In the 7 weights, wasn't very many in the 7 weights last week in Texas, but 203 was top end. And then on the 8 weights, they had quite a few of those, almost 500 heads sold through the sale barn weighing 8, and they were bringing anywhere from $1.66 to $1.88. There you go. That's what's happening there. I forgot to mention something earlier in the first segment, so I'm going to read it right now or look at it. How's that? Anyway, at the barbecue contest they had, quite a few people participated in that. And I just wanted to rattle off. I'll start with the lower class of meat, and that's the chicken. MC Troy was first place. Dr. Allen's Barbecue was second. Hog Wild Barbecue from Canton, Oklahoma, I know where he's from, was third place. On the ribs, first place was Hog Wild. Second place was Dr. Allen's Barbecue. And third place was Cattle King Manufacturing in the ribs. On the brisket, MC Troy was first, Hog Wild was second, and Dr. Allen's Barbecue was third. And on the steak, here we go, you guys listening? Because this guy that won first in the steak might or might not have got that steak from some of the beef that I sell. I'm just going to leave it right there. First place was Hog Wild Barbecue. Second place was JD Hog Barbecue. And third place on the steak was Cattle King Barbecue team. Anyway, congratulations, you guys. Thank you so much for coming out. I see that event growing more and more. And matter of fact, I snuck out there Saturday afternoon, and Mr. Randy Smith's bunch, I don't remember which team was his, the name of their team, but anyway, Randy Smith, his son, and those guys were out there. I got me some boudin, brought it back to the booth, and I know Aaron and Candace, and who else was there? Who else was there, Aaron? At the booth Saturday. Me, you, Candace, Randy. Yeah, anyway, we had a good time. That boudin was really good. When I come back from this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, I got a livestock auction barn story to tell you about. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepherd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 24th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,430 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 253 brought 272. 9 at 344 brought 270. 3 at 428 brought 238. 7 at 560 brought 220. 4 at 564 brought 212. 16 at 586 brought 211. 31 at 873 brought 191. 4 head of heifers at 338 brought 218. 8 at 439 brought 214. 9 at 466 brought 208. 11 at 535 brought 198. 8 at 546 brought 190. 4 at 565 brought 192. 5 at 720 brought 176. Butcher cows were 20 to 114.50. Butcher bulls brought 39 to 130. Bred cows were 875 to 1650. Pairs brought 985 to 3600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. And another great day to all you stewards of the land.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Well, I've picked Slap Out Oklahoma for your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas Panhandle Long Ranger forecast to honor the one and only Tyler Camp from Slap Out. Again, he was at the sale barn Friday out here at Elk City. More of that to come here in just a few minutes. Currently at Slap Out, it is 69 degrees. It feels like 69. The dew point is 28. Humidity is 22, 24-hour rainfall, 0.00 inches. The wind right now is out of the west at 9 miles an hour. Sunrise 7:26, sunset at 8:04. The days are getting longer. Current watches and warnings right now, it's till 9 o'clock tonight, high wind watch, till 12 a.m. on April 5th, that's tomorrow night, fire weather warning for Slap Out. Today, sunny, 85, wind southwest 10 to 16 miles an hour with higher gusts, but tomorrow, no good. Blowing dust, 75 degrees, southwest winds 18 to 37 with wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, blowing dust again, low at 27. Freeze warning. Anyway, southwest to northwest winds, when the winds switch tomorrow evening, it's going to be 18 to 33 miles an hour out of the north. Wednesday, sunny, high 55, northwest winds 10 to 16. Thursday, mostly sunny, 62 degrees, hardly any wind, be out east and southeast if so. Thursday night, you're going to get, actually Wednesday night, it freezes to 27 degrees. Tomorrow night, not quite the freezing mark, 33 degrees. Friday looks beautiful, the 68 degrees and mostly sunny. So Friday after the show, I don't know whether it was a mistake or just a bad judgment or call on my part or whatever the deal is. I stopped at the sale barn on my way out of town because I was hungry. And those ladies in that sale barn in Elk City cook a mean hamburger, all right? So the cow sale just got over. I ran into Bo Deal and who else was there? Alan Potter, Lance Pepper, just all kinds of people in there. Well, they were giving Tyler Camp, he's a cattle buyer from up north, they wouldn't get off his case. So I feel for you, Tyler, so that's the reason why I'm honoring you today by mentioning your name more than three or four times. But anyway, to move on about it, the cow sale was very good. Prices, cows were selling, good cows, big cows and stuff were selling over $1 a pound on the slaughter part. A couple of first calf heifers, not second calf heifers, but they're going to be second calf heifers on their next calf. I just want to reiterate that. They were anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500 for good ones. Sale went good. Calves were selling good. Brandon was doing a great job in there. I even seen Tubby Deal in there. We spoke for a little bit. And anyway, Tubby's doing good. Good to see him when I go over there. But you know what? I seen the story this morning, and it kind of made me think of going in there Friday, and I want to share this with you guys. Auctions are fascinating to watch. When the sale ends, it's entertaining to hear other people's perceptions of it. Those of us that watch the same cattle sale, and yet we all walk away seeing something completely different. And it's true. Each sale has its own story. 75 to 90% of our behavior is like a habitat. It's controlled by our paradigm, right along with our perception. We can get on our pom-poms out and cheer all we want with higher prices, yet if we do not market our cattle in a certain way, this paradigm can still cause us to lose money. At one sale I attended last week, this was people making money hand over fist, and there were people just hiding their money. At the rising a rising tide doesn't raise all the boats. It will sink some. With the traditional buy-sell paradigm, the most people have is to believe that the rising tide of higher prices is making us profitable. Backgrounders that did a good job buying cattle last fall are advancing the stock that they purchased. They think they bought low and are selling high, so this means they're making money. Eventually, the market will go down, and they will be forced to sell off a pen of cattle that they have more invested in than the cattle are worth. Here's another traditional paradigm. It's a break-even business. Win some, lose some. How does anyone know if they are buying low and selling high if they do not understand the price relationships? The answer is they do not. How can anybody manage to generate positive cash flow when the market crashes? The answer is that doing sell-buy marketing in a certain way. Let's revisit what sell-buy marketing is. It's real-time cash flow reckoning. This is how we know the method works. It exists in the present and doesn't rely on trying to predict the future. This is how I can sit in the seats and be a little bit judgmental. At this sale, a backgrounder sold a sweet set of black heifers and got a good price for them. This set of heifers was discounted a bit for being a little fleshy, but it was still a great sale. The problem was this backgrounder jumped back into the market and bought lighter weight market topping heifers. When we cattle square his trade, he has a return on the gain of less than a dollar. With the cost of gain being higher than a dollar in our area, we know for certain his was not a great swap. Subconsciously, he must have known too, because he was mad at the guy who bid him up. And after the sale, wanted reinforcement from other buyers that he did, and even the auctioneer, that he made a good buy. With sell-buy marketing being real-time, it gives us control. Our control is on the buy, and he should have quit bidding long before he did. Watching this happen shows the unprecedented power of a paradigm over our ability to make money. On a side note, the set of heifers the background are sold were also a great buy for feed yard, and they were undervalued to fats this week. This set of heifers could have been both under and overvalued. There was other lightweight cattle in the offering that were undervalued to them. I'm going to shift gears here a little bit for the conclusion of this statement talk that we're having right now. And talking to some sale barn owners this week, they all agreed they will sell considerably fewer cattle this year. This comes as no surprise given all the cows that have been sold in the last year and a half. While podcasts, webinars, and market experts all seem to have their pom-poms out about this new wave of prosperity, I see things different and not as I proved above. Not just as I proved above. Take the local Crossroads sale barns where I live. If their predictions are correct about how many fewer cattle that will sell this year, if it is equivalent to taking 3 to 4 months off. Now I'm talking about the sale barns. Commissions and deductions from a seller check vary from one yard to the other. Just to plug this in, let's use $30 for a head for the figure. That is $750,000 less for the sale barn we'll collect. All of a sudden, this picture looks different, doesn't it? It just got a little more difficult to meet payroll and other expenses. On the flip side, fewer cattle sold means there will be less direct costs. This is those direct costs are paid to someone. The guy that comes in and welds the broken gates or the guy that hauls off the manure. My point is there is a trickle effect that will take place. That many fewer cattle at today's average price of 5-weight steers and heifers is $27.5 million that won't be circulating in the local economy. Money is called currency because it flows from one place to the next. For a long time, I ignored the fat-to-feeder relationships because they were ugly. The fat-to-feeder relationships today is a beautiful thing. When I come back from this OCA Happy Cap Hour, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. And here's Jerry Nine.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction for sale last Tuesday, March 28th. We sold 552 cows, over kids. Thursday, March the 30th, we sold 2,759 kids and feeders for a total of 3,311 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 104 to 115. Thin cows bring 64 to 89.5. Bulls brought 85 to 125.50. 2 to 4 year old open cows to breed 110 to 138. 3 to 5 year old bred cows 1450 to 1650. 9 and older bred cows 1225 to 1310. With a 5-day year old pair 1635. 9 and older pairs 1085 to 1375. Honor steer cattle feeders 4 to 7 higher. Steers 350 to 4-weight steers 264 to 296. 5 to 550, 234 to 248, 6 to 650, 211 to 224, 7 to 750, 192 to 206, 8 to 850, 187 to 187.75, 10 steers weighing 920, bring 177, and 10 steers weighing 1109, bring 159. On our heifers, 3 to 350, heavers 218 to 228, 4 to 450, 209 to 226, 5 to 550, 188 to 199, 6 to 650, 190 to 209, 7 to 750, 179 to 188, 8 to 850 heifers 160-167, and 8 to 9 weight heifers 160.75 to 168. Again, excellent market on everything with our cows topping 115, bulls 125.50, and we had 40 little steers weighing 362, breeding 296. Thanks, Kim Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
When you order food for work on EasyCater.com, we've got your back.
Real humans are here to help with your order every step of the way, making sure everything goes right, even behind the scenes without you knowing. Confirming and double confirming with the restaurant that everything is on track. If there's a problem...
Thanks for calling Easy Cater.
Call us anytime, day or night, and we'll answer in seconds. We're right here with 100,000 restaurants, working hard to ensure the food arrives on time and is ordered. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, cam lock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. I have picked Hollis, Oklahoma for the Hobart Farm and Garden long range forecast. Currently, it's 88 degrees in Hollis. Dew point is 25. Humidity is really low at 10%. It says 24-hour rainfall, 0.01. I don't know where that came from, but that's better than nothing. Currently, right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 20 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 29 miles an hour. Sun rises at 7:25. Sunset, 8:01. Current watch is a warning for Hollis right now. Fire weather watch till 11 o'clock, April 4th. That's tomorrow evening. Fire weather warning right now till 10 o'clock tonight, and a wind advisory till 1 a.m. April 5th. That's Wednesday morning, 1 o'clock for you people who don't do time very well like I do. Anyway, today, sunny, 91 degrees, southwest winds, 14 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, blowing dust, 85 for a high. Southwest winds, 9 miles to 36 miles an hour with wind gust over 40, or 50 actually. Tomorrow night, blowing dust, low 37, a little chilly down there. You might even have a wind chill with west winds 22 to 31 miles an hour with higher gust. Wednesday, 62 degrees with northwest winds, 12 to 16 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny and 65, northeast to southeast winds 8 to 14 miles an hour. Come Friday, partly sunny, 67 degrees. And that is your Hobart Farm and Garden long-range forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and all of the eastern Texas panhandle. Okay, I got to, let me bring this back up here real quick. Okay, you guys looking for Easter eggs? Are you listening? George Creek Market. And when I was in there the other day, that refrigerator was packed full and neatly stacked of dozens of eggs. George Creek Market has a lot of eggs. Easter special right now, medium size eggs, 2 dozen for $7. The price is good for this week or until the medium eggs are gone. They have large and extra large eggs also available. They're right here in Elk City, right down there on South Randall. Go down there and check it out. George Creek Market. They also got grass finished beef in there. If I seen some in there the other day, I'm pretty sure I did. They got that. They got Rifleman Coffee. They got the best pecans in the world in there. You need to go try out some of those pecans. They got spices. If I remember right, they got jellies, jams, and stuff in there. I don't know. I'm going there after the show today. I got to pay my bill, but at SEI, but there's a lot of stuff in there. You need to drop by there and check it out, and that'd be good for there. Okay, let's see what's happening on the drought map. It don't look good. Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, you got it going on in the United States right now. Everybody else looks like they're in pretty decent shape. Most of Kansas, western Kansas, and all along the Oklahoma Kansas border is in a D4. Exceptional drought. I'm not going to look up what percentage of Kansas is in the exceptional drought, but I would say at least 30 to 40% of Kansas is in the D4. Oklahoma, almost all the Oklahoma Panhandle is in a D4. The northern edge, northern counties of the Texas Panhandle are in a D4. And there's some D4 drought right down there smack in the middle of Texas. But the rest of Oklahoma, we're in a D3 out here in western Oklahoma, that is. Looks like it's up by Enid, Billings, maybe on the other side of I-35, down to I-40. And then there's an area that, like, we're in here right now that's in a D2, still severe drought. And then the southwestern corner of Oklahoma, which is Tillman, Harmon, Greer, parts of Kiowa, and all of Jackson County, you guys are in a D3 exceptional drought. So it doesn't look good. And the report that I got here, aside from Oklahoma and southwest Texas, near normal or warmer than normal temperatures were common across most of the south region, with some locations seeing temperatures 5 to 10 degrees warmer than normal. Parts of north central Texas and Oklahoma, especially southeast of Interstate 44, saw moderate to heavy rain amounts from thunderstorms, 1 inch to 2 in a few spots. I don't want to hear about it. We didn't get none of it. Most of the rest of Texas and Oklahoma, northwest of Interstate 44, remain mostly or completely dry. The recent dry weather, very low groundwater and stream flow are mounting long-term precipitation deficits in central Texas and parts of southwestern Oklahoma. Let's see here. Short-term and long-term extreme and exceptional drought has also increased in coverage in the Texas Panhandle, the Oklahoma Panhandle, parts of the northwest Oklahoma, the latter which has recently experienced blowing dust and sand and a struggling winter wheat crop. Along the Interstate 44 corner, the granite and drought conditions increased further, with areas west of Oklahoma City experiencing extreme drought, while southern suburbs of Oklahoma City are only abnormally dry right now, with dryness-free conditions near to the southeast. So that's your report on the drought. Big three things happening. No, wait, let me back up. I got a cotton report that I want to do for you guys. Sorry, let me get back to it. There, I'm getting it. Let me expand it. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack testified before the House Agriculture Committee about his hopes for the 23 Farm Bill, arguing that this legislation offers a big opportunity to strengthen rural America and that a strong rural America in turn is important and critical to our democracy. While committee Chairman Glenn Thompson from Pennsylvania expressed several concerns, including the cost of some USDA incentives and the Biden administration executive actions that have bypassed Congress, he echoed Secretary Vilsack's segments about the importance of getting a farm bill done. He answered questions for 5 hours in there the other day. Let's see here. The USDA is projecting 11.3 million acres of cotton to be planted this year. That's almost 18.2% less than last year. Upland area is projected to be 11.1. That's also 18% less than the 2022, with extra long staple area is projected at 154,000 acres. That's a 15.8% decrease. The National Cotton Council's Planting Intentions Survey, released in early February, indicated that U.S. producers intend to plant 11.2 million acres, upland acres, and 184,000 ELS acres. Let's see what's happening in Oklahoma and Texas, if it's got it in here. It ain't saying much about Oklahoma or Texas. There we go. In the Southwest, Texas producers intend to plant 6.2 million acres of upland acres of cotton. That's 21% less than last year. Kansas acres are expected to be declined by 30% to an estimated 115,000 acres. And producers in Oklahoma are expected to plant 530,000 acres, and that's almost 21% less than last year. What else is in there? Bayer announced that cotton producers can take its self-paced online training or guided webinar training before applying dicamba formulations approved for the use in Roundup Ready Xtend crop system. So if you're a member of the Cotton Council and you got that email or their update, you need to check that out. It's on there if you hadn't read it yet. So it's something for you to check out there. Also, the Cotton Council praised the Senate in a bipartisan 53-43 vote, passed a Congressional Review Act resolution to overturn EPA's New Waters of the USA. WOTUS. The House earlier voted 227-198 to overturn the rule. President Biden has declared he will veto the CRA. It's widely believed there are not enough votes to overturn a veto. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court still has not handed down its WOTUS ruling that was expected in February in the Sackett versus EPA case that could cause the rule, which went in effect on March 20th. to be pulled back and revised again. Let's check out what's happening. The crop enrollment is to open soon. Beginning in April, U.S. cotton producers can enroll their 23 cotton in the U.S. Trust Protocol. Anyway, you guys know how to do that, and I don't, sorry. Sales shipments are very strong. Net exports on cotton for the week ending on March 23rd was 300,100 bales. Them are 480-pound bales, not 500. This brings total 22-23 sales to about 12 million bales. Total sales at the same point in the 21-22 was 15.1 million, so that's down 3 million bales. Total new crop, 23-24 sales are already at 1.4 million bales. Shipments for the week included 358,800 bales, bringing the total exports to date to 6.9 million bales of cotton, compared with 7.1 million bales at a comparable point in the 21-22 marketing year. And there is your cotton update from none other than Jimmy Clark. Just give you guys an overview on what happened overnight since Friday on grain futures and why things are all over the place. Grain and soybeans were higher in overnight trading after Friday's quarterly stocks and acreage reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Corn inventories on March 1st was reported at 7.4 billion bushels, down 5% from last year. Analysts were expecting 7.47, but they didn't get it. Soybean stockpiles at the beginning of March totaled 1.69 billion bushels, down from 1.93 billion a year earlier, and analysts forecasted 1.74 billion bushels. And again, the analysts didn't get it. Wheat inventories dropped 8% year over year to 946 million bushels. Still, that topped the expectations of 934 million bushels. Anyway, that's what kind of what was happening. That's what's causing the ruckus in the market today. Everybody needs to be careful out there. And hey, when I said get a hold of your local fire department to see if you got, if you talk to them, see if you need any help, I didn't mean call 911. Get a hold of your sheriff's department, non-emergency number. Call them, tell them you're where you live. They'll get you the fire chief's number. You can call him, talk to him, see what happens. But be careful out there today and tomorrow, guys. It's serious. Have a good day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
The biggest songs from the biggest stars. Rick on the